Wonderful. I am playing a song that's kind of a throwback for me. It's called Ay Sea Tu Pego. This one is for my mom, who I appreciate and I love very much. And I hope, even though it's Monday and we're all getting into a busy week, we can all take some time to appreciate those who we love and who have helped us along the way and who we care for. So this is a fun song. I hope it brightens up your morning. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a lovely week.
Nossa, hein? Que é isso? Nossa! Vamos que vamos, tu! Delícia! Ai, ai! Se eu te pego, hein? Na balada, a galera começou a dançar e passou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar.
Como é que é, vem?
Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, viu? Ah. Se eu te pego, viu?
Quero vivar
um sábado. A galera começou a dançar e passou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Olá, tu. Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein?
Quero ver a galera comigo, vai.
Nossa. Ai. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, viu, delícia? Oh! Nossa! Ai, se eu te pego.
This is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
pronouns in the verse, the verse. Where did love go when all is said and
done?
Where did love go? You put the running into.
I got the good side of things. Left you with both of them. The change in the wind took you down to your knees. I got the good side of you.
Mr. Campbell, would you care to tell the court in your own words what happened on the morning of October the 6th? I did it! I did it, Keenan! I'm sorry, man! I did it! It was an accident! I didn't mean it! I dropped the screw in the tuna! Drop the screw in the tuna. It was me. Oh, the humanity.
You can't tell the court in your own words what happened on the morning of October the 6th.
Monday, live on a Monday. We are live in studio, and it was me.
I did it.
I don't take me to jail, man.
The humanity.
Oh, Lord. Wow. What's up, guys? Good morning. Sorry we're late. You know we love to build suspense. It's 8:12 in the morning. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Freeform Radio. Always keep it free form. And we have a lot of bodies in studio today. It promises to be a good time. We've got, obviously, Reedy Cohen.
What up?
Intern. And then we have Ariel, guest host, asterisk co-host. No one knows for sure.
Whoa.
No one knows yet. Anyway.
I've never been happier than
okay,
I am.
Okay, take it easy.
Moment.
That's a big asterisk.
There's an asterisk,
sad.
So it's not official.
I know, I'm aware.
And then young Isaac Rosen joining us in studio for the very first time after a long anticipated
career. It's been years.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel
pleasure to be here,
to be
though.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited.
I am your co host, Reed Cohen.
No, that's not true. I just said that.
Let it happen.
It has to happen organically. Wouldn't mean anything. Co-host watch is still ongoing. We don't have one yet, but I mean, I'm a one-man show. If you're a longtime listener of this show, you know I run this thing and no one else. We're gonna get logged in, settled in, all the behind the scenes mumbo jumbo that I'll take care of. You don't even need to know about. All you need to do is sit back and relax. And I'm going to play some tunes. Ariel, this tune looks fine.
Which one?
I don't know.
Great.
I like music.
Go for
We're
it.
All,
is this music?
This is music. Our voices.
It's coming from the black or the green?
It's not playing yet.
I love that. Okay.
It's a good one.
We're all hearing this song for the first time. And trust.
You were yelling things. Had a bit too much in your cup. You spilled all of your mess into my shoes. Then came the violence. What's the point of it anyway? If I never believe anything you say. I know we both got issues. Our fights, they get too ugly. Are we young and in love? Young and in love. I never should've let you walk away from the party. I'm rethinking it now. Rethinking it now.
up all night, telling me you're sick of this fighting, but we be making love by the morning. I know it's crazy, right? Everybody say that I'm foolish. Throw the words away cause they're useless. I know we both got issues. Our fights, they get too ugly. Are we young and in love? Young and in love. I never should've let you walk away from the party. I'm rethinking it now. Rethinking it now.
News break.
break. This is a new segment called News Break combined with Oh No. Reed, hit us with that sweet news.
All right, and this news, this is brought to you by the news. This just in, more evidence points to China as source of ozone-depleting gas.
Oh, God! I knew this would happen!
No! Oh God! What does this mean? What does it mean?
Are we gonna be okay, or is this it?
Oh, no!
God, no!
Okay, don't worry. I got some bad news.
You have good news? Okay. All right, hit us with something light.
This is a good start to your morning, for sure.
Brought to you by
Halloween.
The news. This just in. A 5-year-old boy tested positive for meth after trick-or-treating, and it wasn't from the candy.
Oh, God! What was it from?
Gotta read the article to find out.
Oh, I can't believe it.
That's not good.
I just can't believe it.
That's not the first the razor blades, and now the amphetamines, and impure childhood.
Guys, it was from his Dracula accessories.
Oh, whoa.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay.
Spooky for sure.
First of all, spoiler alert. And
spoiler alert? I cannot read.
That was supposed
to be... For
those
of you who were looking forward to reading that article on your own, yeah, we're sorry.
Ariel has just been stripped of her Asterix co-host status.
That was so
and she
fast.
Will be reprimanded.
Yeah, well, how far they fall.
I don't know what you mean by that.
The Bible? Ever sneer?
Someone write that down.
Wow, so that is our please God, why? And the wrath just keeps pouring onto society as a whole, which is, you know, refreshing but also upsetting.
Yeah, we're here to take you away from those dark, dark times.
Yes.
And just bring a little light into your life, to your Monday morning, really.
Like we've said many times on this show, the goal of the show is to change the culture around Mondays.
Thank God it's Monday.
Brick by brick, we've been doing it. Usually I'd be tucked away in bed, warm, safe. But here I am, out in the harsh, cold winter air. For you, not for me. We're going to play music. Occasionally we do that on this show. It's not an emphasis, but we do it.
It's happened several times.
Someone asked me what happens on this show, and I just said a lot of talking and some music on occasion.
So I'm going to play La Luna. I don't know. These are all songs I've... This is your Spotify. Actually, I don't know if we're allowed to say Spotify. This is your music.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor.
Can I suggest a different song?
Yeah, just point
Don't
to
You
it.
Ever. It's right... I can see... This girly thing.
Very, very nice.
Everyone who knows that song just got really excited.
Yes. People are shaking in their boots. Please play that song that you thought of to play. Okay.
You took the words right out of my mother's mouth.
When we come back...
Hi, Reed's mom.
Oh, also, shout out Reed's mom.
I think my mom might be listening as well.
And Isaac's mom.
Isaac's mom.
Yeah.
All the moms.
It's funny how your
mom's
listening.
My mom is definitely...
I think they might be together, too, actually.
If your mom is listening, and my mom is listening...
Everyone just went right over that.
Who's getting the kids ready for school?
Oh, gosh.
All right. So, we'll be doing I'm Sorry, Dad later. brought to you by Pampers. I pooped again.
Sorry, Dad.
Then we'll be doing Drake and Drake.
Oh, classic.
We'll be doing Do You Have the Stones?
Oh, can't
you know
wait.
What? I'm going to change the name of the segment. You Don't Have the Stones.
Wow. That's
a better
Guilty
name.
Until wow. Proven Innocent.
Yes.
Music.
Stoneless until proven.
Stoneless until proven stoned.
There we go.
None of us know anything about this. Goodbye. I'm sorry, Dad.
Once you learn it's not just golden glitter, I'm taking my time.
no perfection. No crime to love your own complexion. No shield to conceal what's in me. I learned it's not just gold and glitter. Taking my time. I'm not trying to be on your line. I don't care if you think I live right. I don't care. Fingers to my head like I'm thinking too much. Don't you ever. I know I've had enough. You keep filling my cup. Don't you ever. Feel like I.
Nice. To all you late night listeners, ice road truckers, let's take you on an icy journey to the bottom of a deep blue, blue sea.
That was wonderful. You should be my yoga instructor.
That's what I imagined the show would sound like if it was at 2 a.m.
Just testing it out.
So
yeah.
We might get moved.
It was too good.
That'd be a fun experiment to just do a whole morning show as if it were a late night show.
I don't play by your rules. Time is a flat circle. And I was Bent Neck Lady the entire time.
Turns out I was Bruce Willis the entire time.
Okay, so we were watching the hot new show that the kids are watching, Haunting of Hill House.
Hill House?
Haunting of Hill Hall. Hill House?
It's haunted!
Yes, it turns out, spoiler alert again, it is haunted. If you haven't seen it, how many of you guys watch this show?
You keep telling me to watch it.
I'm not. I've heard it's pretty scary.
It sounds very scary. The spook meter, yeah.
And if you know me, you know I don't like scary things.
Okay, well, I've been sleeping with the light on.
It's not a road I like to travel down in my life.
It gives me constant nightmares.
Yeah.
It's just like getting to see a movie in your sleep.
That's true. Yeah.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yes. I can't turn the movie off.
Turn it off, please.
Yeah, honestly, I've been sleeping with the light on for a couple, probably seven
years.
Days.
No.
When we come back, we'll all say the most recent time we peed our beds. And it's sooner than you may think. That's good, it's a good cliffhanger, I think.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
The listeners aren't.
Sorry, Dad.
If any, this is actually not a part of Sorry, Dad. Sorry, Dad, I peed again. Oh, God. Okay.
Dad, where's the detergent?
Okay, let's play music. Oh, Lord.
Life is good for a while, but you never know if anything.
Yeah, 21. Can you believe that? Moving on. I have something to play that our listeners will really like. And if you're a long-time listener of the show, maybe it sounds familiar, but this is a shout-out to our former selves. Reminds me of a simpler time.
Thank you for reuniting me with my long-lost son,
Dale Dimmadome. Wait, I messed it up.
I messed it.
Wait. Which one of us?
One of us.
No, I got it right.
Yeah, I messed it up.
Reed definitely messed it
up. It's okay.
Why did you talk to me that way?
Sorry. I'm doing it with a smile.
Service with a smile, but you can't see us. So, you decide.
We always say, every time, that that's the problem with this show.
We like to think that this show is the same experience you would get at a 24-hour Wendy's drive-thru.
100%.
Service with a smile, but you can't see us.
Yeah, what and drink less, would less you food. Like to add with that
less
bad
food.
Boy?
Yeah.
Less food.
Oh, good on ya.
Good on ya.
Yeah, gorgeous. Spicy, even.
One chalky milkshake, all right.
All right. All right, let's keep it. So other people can understand the show for once.
We can go.
We don't do this show for anyone besides ourselves, and if people can't appreciate that, then you can leave kindly.
We just lost all of our listeners.
Well, let's see. Shout out to listener who is gone. They are gone now. There's no one listening
except for Madison Dahl.
We could do the segment called Shouting into the Abyss, which is something we do every Monday morning. Just right into the void, let it all out. Feels good. Feels good. I promise.
There's no echo because there's nothing there.
Dinner with myself. I can't cancel that again. Big plans for this Monday. Should we get spiritual? No, you're right. No. That'd be too much. Too much. I'm going to play a song called Close Enough. No.
I didn't say anything.
I'm going to play You Gonna Learn Some Jazz Today. It's a real song, it turned out.
It's instructional.
Oh, we could do karaoke today.
Mm.
Mouth noises coming up very soon. Reed's favorite segment.
Don't do it.
I won't do mouth noises right now.
I'd say play breaking news. Considering we just did a news segment.
Okay. Is it right here?
It should be.
All right, I'm going to ignore you and just play something I want to play.
Done.
The classic.
Perfect.
That's how this show works. And the music's on. Is this music?
Sounds like it.
You got to turn off Doug Dimmadome.
Well, maybe to you I have to, but not me. Hey, Madison, got a text from... if you're looking for some Dimma dubstep or any Doug Dimmadome related music, there's actually a plethora on the internet. That's where my dad lives.
On the internet?
Mm-hmm. Hey, my girlfriend lives in the same place.
Really? Yeah. Maybe they know each other.
He knows Sally?
I don't know what he gives. She won't give up.
Don't know what it is. you know what I just remembered? It's me. Oh, me again. Yeah, I'm here. What were your other two wishes? Yes, we hit on our listeners, which is unprofessional, but if you want us to stop, call in. How about that? So I'm just taking a couple gallons of the coffee to the thoughts right now, and I'm starting to really feel it. Art thou feeling it now, Mr. Krabs, one could say. We have to read a PSA. Yeah, today we have live in-studio music.
I was so
We're taking not the ready show all the way to the top, to the tippy top. Sorry, there's something we had to say. The PSA. Should we do the PSA with the one where Reed has to read it and he has to finish it? This one's kind of...
When the beat drops?
Yeah, when the beat drops.
That's a very challenging way to start off my day.
I think we should do it.
Yeah, I would recommend
but
that.
But before we do that PSA, real PSA that I'm going to ad-lib is let's keep it free form on the radio. We're doing our donations drive this month. So go on the website and donate. We only need $5,000, and we already raised like $1,400, I think. So
$14.
We have $14. Thank you, Dad. and I don't know. We can't do the show without the money. Please give us cash. Should be fine though. And then we're gonna play another song, music. And then Reed's going to do Reed's working on his reading skills all week, and we'll see if he can make it before the beat drops.
I would be honorary.
You have to read the full version, not the short version. Here we go.
Not yet, this isn't it. Studio. Reed, this is probably week 3 that we've done this segment, and he's never made it, but today seems a little different. Reed has a little bit of a pep in his step.
There's
this
a twinkle
morning.
In his eye that I haven't seen before.
And we're going to see if he has
my
the stones.
Did you really get that looked at?
That should factor into this next segment, which is called When the Beat Drops. I don't know.
We'll come up with a name for that.
We're workshopping
it. It's good for now, though.
Basically, we legally have to read you this PSA, but the challenge and the fun of it is that Reed, who isn't great at reading...
And my legal name is Reed.
And that is also more of the fun. He's going to try to finish this PSA before the beat drops in the next song I'm about to play. Place your bets now. Live betting is occurring, which is allowed in New Jersey. You're from New Jersey, right?
No!
know.
Oh, God.
You know this.
Only in New York. Okay, so Reed, without further
ado. Are you ready?
Okay. This is titled Roles AARP Caregivers Assistance PSA. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Music started.
When your loved one needs help getting around, you're more than just a daughter or a son. You're their driver, their personal shopper, their finance manager, and then, before you know it, you're their cook, personal assistant, physical therapist,
oh my God, ellipse, I think he's gonna make
and even
it.
Nurse.
Reed.
When you start
distraction,
to get your
oh my God, he's gonna
stop,
make it.
No,
stop.
He's not gonna make it.
You don't realize the challenge of playing
he
so many
can't
roles.
Even read
AARP
it. We all
understands
know it.
The many roles you play,
oh
and
my God,
to help
he's
no,
make
he's
it.
Make
the
it.
Online caring
out.
Resource center over the 42 million caregivers in the U.S. who are
how
caring
many caregivers?
For a parent.
Wait, go back. How many caregivers?
One. Now caregivers finally have a place they can ask for help.
How many caregivers?
At AARP.org/caregiving, you can find local resources, connect with expert caregiving communities, and together we can find ourselves.
We learned
to any
so
of
much.
Our senior listeners.
That
we,
was for
we
you.
We love you. Yeah. You are still relevant.
Wow. Wait a second. What was the ruling? I don't think he made it.
No, he didn't. He got to.
You were already. You were like plugging the website. You almost had it.
No, there was still another sentence.
Dang.
And a half.
Can you read
last
the sentence? Because legally we have to.
We didn't get it together. I don't think.
Together. We can better care for ourselves and the ones we love.
And that's the main message.
Thank you.
Love.
Yeah. Thank you, Reed.
This show is about building a community of love and happiness. Okay, so all the legal jargon has been completed, and now it's time for music. What are we doing? I haven't even asked you. Are you going to sing?
I'll do whatever.
A song?
I'm happy to.
I don't know that one, but do you know Wonderwall? Yeah, we can do whatever you want. We could do a sing-along. You know what? Let's talk about it off the air because this is a professional show. And then we'll come back to you with the live real thing. There's nothing like the real thing, baby. What's that song?
I think it's...
Nothing is a commercial.
You know that one?
I,
you know what I'm talking about? There's nothing like the
real thing. Is it just called There's Nothing
thing,
Like the Real Thing, Baby?
Yeah. Okay.
Should we play it?
Play it, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
What better way to say it than through song? Mm.
So, what,
so well
what's
said.
Deceiving is I'm not playing that song. But I am playing a
but
song.
But that's the real thing.
That reminds me of my dad.
He hasn't been honest for a day in his life.
I haven't been honest with you guys.
Led us into Davis Square under false pretenses.
I did lead the lads into Davis Square and made them eat at Oath while I had ordered Boston Burger Company the whole time, and I picked it up at the end.
It was
weird.
A rattling experience.
Yeah, you guys were like, what are you doing? I said, I haven't been honest with you all day. But you know what? You guys never pay for gas.
And then Reed missed hot yoga.
To be with his lads. You know, we've been workshopping. We workshopped the one idea where, you know, the better you do at school, the more fun you have socially, which turned out to be
true,
correlated,
right?
We think. I want to workshop another idea that it's a graph, and it goes up and to the right, and it's the more you love the boys, the more the girls love you. And then, I mean, there's definitely, it flattens out at the end, or maybe takes a dip, if you can visualize that. But Reed hit the apex the other day when he was for the lads, and Ariel could not resist because he's like, this guy loves his boys.
You nailed it.
You
actually
respect me, and I respect that.
If you don't believe it, the proof is in the Instagram.
That's correct. Oh, wow. It's Instagram official now. Point being is, this is my... here you go, Dad.
Raising in the grass, raising the grasses, I guess, baby, can you? Dig it, baby. I can dig it, dig it, dig it. She can dig it, dig it, dig it. They can dig it, dig it, dig it. Holy dig it.
Can you dig it, baby?
You didn't know I had it like that. Well, I do. So, spoilers are unspoiled. And I'm okay as well. Completely unrelated. We have music live in studio. This is actually a Meta World Monday first.
Yeah, I don't think this is.
Isaac Rosen.
I'm honored to be a part of that.
The man himself. can you use your mic?
Doesn't even have a mic.
Yeah, Reed
say
has
it again,
been.
Say it again.
Does this thing work?
We've witnessed Reed's fall from grace. Reed, you can't use physical comedy over the radio. It doesn't work, bro.
That was just for you guys. I never learned.
Okay, so Isaac plays music.
He does.
Yes, music. I'm. This just.
We're not sure if it's music. So listeners, if you can tell.
Yeah. Well, you call in. Let give us your opinions. Isaac, you have the floor, my man. Do whatever it is that you feel
pressure.
Appropriate.
Look, I'm literally thrilled to be here.
I'm happy you're here, and I'm gonna shut off our other mics.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know.
You don't have.
You
to,
know that's hard for me.
Yeah, I like being able to put input.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. So this is first time playing this song live. This is a song that I wrote a couple weeks ago. It doesn't have a name yet, so if something like jumps out at you while you're listening, also give us a call. Find me. Let me know. Try to make my room familiar. Hang decorations on the wall. Pin up a postcard from my sister next to a painting from Nepal. Maybe someday I'll make this place feel like home. I'll fill it up with things I know. I brought her back one night for dinner. Her eyes put time in retrograde. We drank some wine and then I kissed her. But that was not what made her stay. She said, "There's something about this place that makes me feel at home. And here with you, I'm less alone." Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I first moved in mid-September. Now it's June of that next year. So much has changed, I can't remember. But all I know is I'm still here. I never did understand what makes a place a home. But finally, I think I know.
Woo!
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
very,
God,
very
dude.
Nice.
I'm not quite sure what to say.
Isaac Pies. Isaac got pies.
You gotta give us a warning.
Yeah,
dude.
Here you were just sitting here.
You're just chilling, like, yeah. And you're like, yo, should.
You're like, what should I play?
So
any
I was
song
like,
suggestions?
Should you play some music? And you're like, yeah, I'll
we suggested freaking Wonderwall, and you had that.
Oh my
on your
God,
sleeve?
Dude. Wow.
I've that, come up with the perfect look, name it's for no the song. Wonderwall. Thank you for that, but it's no
dude,
Wonderwall.
Dude, that was unreal.
Thank you so
I legit
much.
Had no idea.
Wow, thank you.
Now I'm just thinking of all the lost time because we've been trying to get you on the show for so long.
I know. Look, this.
He books up. He's dude, got gigs.
When you this gigs. Is gonna be
I
a
actually,
claim to fame.
I wish I did. So if anyone out there is looking for, I do bar mitzvahs. I do intimate events.
Gathering. All right.
Yeah. My mom says that you have an amazing voice, and this song should be called "Less Alone."
Less alone. Oh, that's
not
I think
bad.
We'd yeah. all like to be less alone.
I do. That's a song for everyone out there.
I sleep in the dark.
Who's lonely?
It is.
If you
oh.
listen to more of my body of work, you'll sense that theme.
Well, listen, I have good. another PSA is it's getting cold out, and this is our first warnings of cuffing season.
That's just it.
It's getting cold, and no one likes to sleep alone. Cuffing season coming to a city near you.
Consider it.
dude, that was amazing. I'm so
thank
pumped
you.
Up. We're
thank
having
you.
We gotta have you back on to do more
to
things
back.
Like that.
That's awesome.
I'm fired up
come
right
back
now.
Whenever.
The
next
show
week.
Is evolving and we actually bring you substance. That's fun.
And yeah. content.
And also
emails.
Okay. More music, but wow, it's it's already time is flying in
we
studio.
We have like one more song.
I guess we've got one song left. I don't know how we can follow that up, but we have to because we have to fill time.
But before that,
yes.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, are the midterm elections. Very important elections.
Ah, yes.
Go out and vote.
Go
please,
vote.
I beg you, go out and vote. This is coming from the resident political science major.
Yes.
Please, please,
go
please.
Out and vote for sure. 100%. I can get behind that.
My mom waited in line for 2 hours in the rain yesterday to early vote.
Mm-hmm.
So if she can do it,
big shout out to
so
that.
Can you.
Well, my
shout
mom waited for like 3 hours and it was hailing, so
well,
whatever.
Well, my mom waited for 5 hours and it was a hurricane.
Okay,
so.
So the point is
vote.
Go vote. Awesome.
Please, everybody.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Shout out to Listener. We appreciate what you do. Mostly, you're listening.
Madison wants us to play Mo Bamba.
I don't
think that's going to happen.
Tune in next week. We'll play Mo Bamba. And also, next Monday, we will be giving out our Social Security live on air. So
addresses.
You're definitely going to want to be tuned
what
in.
And song,
bring a pen
Mr.
and bring something to write that down.
Yes.
Please.
Don't worry.
I want to remember that.
Okay, guys, listen up. It's 8:57. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Thank you so much for listening, and let's have a good week.